This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I really hate to open with these sort of stories, but it's news, and I'm supposed to report the news. And unfortunately, this got some headlines. Apparently, there's an expert that says that if you hold in your gas and you do not let it out, it will escape. And it will escape through the mouth. Now, many of you don't believe in breath mints. Well, you might want to. Now, this is Claire Collins. She is an Australian professor in nutrition and dietetics at the University of Newcastle. She says that if a fart is not expelled, some air may get reabsorbed by the body and then get turned around and exhaled when you breathe through your mouth. But it's a lot more common that it'll come out as an uncontrollable fart. That's my biggest fear. I sneeze or cough when it happens, you know, because then I can't hear it, but other people can't. No one's going to tell you that you just farted. That's my biggest worry of, like, you know, sneezing, you know, being in temple or church and, you know, achoo! And you can't hear it because you're in the middle of a sneeze. Hey, it happens. It happens. You know, I wish, but before I go on with this, I really wish that society, with all its progress that it's made, right, in things being taboo or not taboo anymore, I really wish they could do something about the fart. Because I've always said on my show, if you got the loot toot, you cannot hold it in. Holding it in is dangerous. And we still don't live in a society where it's okay to do. I mean, people still laugh. They make jokes. They look at you funny. Now, mind you, it's stinky. And true, I don't want to smell that or breathe it in. I don't want my lungs turning brown. So I get that. You know, if there's a private place for you to do it. But for a lot of us, there really isn't a private place. You know? Even the bathroom, not very private. Well, anyway, Dr. Collins said, a buildup of intestinal gas can trigger abdominal distension, with some gas reabsorbed into the circulation and exhaled in your breath. Holding on too long means the buildup of intestinal gas will eventually escape via an uncontrollable fart. Now, she didn't actually test that. What she and her colleagues did do, with I guess 10 participants, is give them baked beans and psyllium, a form of fiber, to see if it increased their gas, and it did. And it increased the size of their gas. But she urges us to let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Right? Rather than holding it in. So is holding in a fart dangerous? Well, we talked about this about a year ago. Remember somebody had some sort of a rupture of their intestine? And we were like, really? Did that really happen? But I think it was a burp. And I think he had maybe some sort of esophageal ulcer. And I think it was in terms of a burp. But in 2013, Dr. Pomergard and Rosenberg published a report encouraging people to let it go on an airplane. He said at high altitudes, on an airplane, for example, air expands. And so you could have worsened gastrointestinal symptoms. Abdominal pain, bloating, increased heart rate, increased blood pressure, heartburn. And they said, furthermore, the ability to restrain a fart may be impaired by flatus incontinence, meaning you're just going to fart anyway, or falling asleep on the plane. Persons susceptible to such flatus incontinence may be especially vulnerable to the effect of air holes, turbulence, coughing, and sneezing. They say physiological responses to distended intestine are elevated blood pressure, pulse, reduced oxygenation of the blood. Well, that could be really serious for people at risk of cardiovascular complications. Furthermore, flatus retention has been suggested as a major factor in the origin of sigmoid diverticular disease. So diverticular disease, you get these little pockets within the colon. So, have there been documented cases of bowel perforation from holding in the gas? I haven't particularly seen that. We've seen bowel perforations, but we don't know if that's because somebody held in a fart or not. All right. My guess is there's other things at play. All right. You know, but you could have ulcerations in the lining, and extra pressure doesn't really help that. So we've talked about how some people may sit on their farts. Right? Some wonder if that may cause damage to the rectal area. You are increasing your air pressure. They say air pressure is increased because the air is being expelled by sphincter muscles, and then the air gets trapped between the butt and the chair. It can cause some damage, maybe back pressure, but again, we've never seen actual ruptures. So flatus is made up of multiple gases, and you make this gas from the microbes in the intestine. Also, you swallow air when you eat, when you talk, and the gases include hydrogen, nitrogen, oxygen, carbon dioxide, and methane. So, of course, you're going to blow out carbon dioxide. I mean, this idea that it comes out of your mouth is a headline that I think, you know, people went crazy for. Now, the odor comes from the sulfur gas components, the hydrogen sulfide, dimethyl sulfide, and others. So that's where the odor comes in. I have this all written on my website if you need. And so remember there was this airplane that had to land. They claimed the airplane had to land because somebody farted on the plane and everybody was getting sick. Actually, you can't get nauseous and you can't get headaches. The hydrogen sulfide, depending on the dose, can cause headaches, nausea, skin, eye irritation. In toxic doses, hydrogen sulfide, which is like that rotten egg odor, can even cause convulsions, delirium, and death. Now, I'm not saying a fart would do that, but technically the hydrogen sulfide in there, it does have the potential to make you sick. People have asked about, you know, getting pink eye if somebody farts on your pillow. No, but if somebody wipes their butt on your pillow and then you put your head on that pillow, yes, you could get pink eye. All right, and then should you let the air out? Is that beneficial for your health? Absolutely. It helps pass the stool, helps cause the mass movements. In fact, they even said that this hydrogen sulfide in gas helps cells recover from mitochondrial damage. So, you know, it's a good thing just not to smell. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Some of you listen to the show during, whatever, live in the morning, some at night. And we have an answer line, for those of you to call in with your medical questions at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. And some of you guys, leave messages when we're not live. So let's go to some of those now. 1-877-362-3254.
My name's Wayne Loopy. I'm 67 years old.
Hey.
I got a flu shot at the VA, and I had a terrible reaction to it. I fell to the ground, and I was paralyzed from the neck down, so I got to spend some time in the hospital.
That sounds like a break.
Young neurologist come by and asked me if he could do a spinal tap. I said, I don't care. I just figure out what's wrong with me. And they diagnosed it as Guillain-Barré.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Guillain-Barré, yep.
Not even 4 weeks, they changed the diagnosis to CIDP, which is chronic inflammatory delaminating polyneuropathy. I can't drive anymore. I have a hard time walking. I can't go upstairs at all. It's just really bad all around. Thank you again. Bye.
I wish I could talk to you, you poor thing. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Wow. So for those of you that might just be joining us, it sounds like one of our listeners, he said he received his flu shot at the VA, and he had an immediate reaction. These immediate reactions sound like Guillain-Barré, but it sounds like that was the original diagnosis, and then he was later diagnosed with some sort of a neuropathy, basically a nerve disorder. And Guillain-Barré is that as well. Happening right after getting the flu shot. Now, again, I'm pro-vaccines, but, of course, I want to hear about when there have been side effects because, you know, not everything is 100% safe. And so if there are certain side effects, this is the place we, you know, it's a safe place for us to kind of, you know, talk about things that are out there. I've been urging the flu shot. I still do urge the flu shot. Even with this horrendous story, I do urge the flu shot. But having a friend who underwent Guillain-Barré after the flu shot, it does make you nervous. So I'll tell you why I still recommend it despite these scary stories. Well, let's take a step back. What is Guillain-Barré? Guillain-Barré, which is something that has unfortunately plagued the vaccine industry for a while. I believe the swine flu vaccine in the 70s induced some cases of Guillain-Barré. It's this rare disorder, and the CDC talks about it, where your immune system starts to go crazy, and it damages your own nerve cells. And so some people will start becoming very weak, or they'll become paralyzed. And some of these symptoms may go away, or they could be permanent. Travis Frederick of the Dallas Cowboys, he is apparently off out for part of the season because he's being treated for his Guillain-Barré. We don't know why people get this, but we have seen some cases with vaccines. Most people should recover, but you do have some people that have some long-term damage. If it's not Guillain-Barré, and then it's like he said, this chronic inflammatory polyneuropathy, there may be a different prognosis with that. But the reason why we're talking about Guillain-Barré is that what has been associated with vaccines. Rarely, very rarely. And again, the CDC does talk about, and they talk about that with the flu vaccine. And you know, one of their questions they answer is how common is it? And how common is it among people who have been vaccinated against the flu? Now, according to the CDC, the background rate for GBS, or Guillain-Barré syndrome in the United States, is about 80 to 160 cases each week, regardless of vaccination. And they say the data of the association of these is variable. And one of the reasons is anything could technically cause Guillain-Barré. You know, a lot of people will get their flu shot when they're getting another shot or when they're taking a new medication. Or so sometimes you can't just pinpoint it to that. Plus, some people could get Guillain-Barré from actually having the flu. So the water is really muddied when it comes to trying to figure out what is causing what. And is it a component? You know, if let's say people say, yeah, you know, there's something in our flu shot that's causing it. What is it? Is it the thimerosal? Is it one of the adjuvants? Is it one of the substrates within the storing solution? You know, what is it? But something triggers the immune system to attack the nerves. Now, I am for vaccines, and I always will be for vaccines because flu deaths scare the heck out of me. When we see hundreds of people, thousands, die from the flu each year, yes, I'm nervous about Guillain-Barré, but I'm more nervous about people dying of the flu. And so, as a doctor, you know, you want the ideal medication out there. You want the, you know, you want nobody getting, you want 100% where it's going to work. It's going to be safe and nobody gets hurt. Unfortunately, I don't practice in a world like that. I practice in a world where I have to weigh risks and benefits. And if more people will benefit from the flu shot than be at risk, I'm going to be for it. It's simple math. And the reason why is doctors can't take a stand of, I don't know, I don't have an opinion on that. Now, I could say that when it comes to marijuana and seizures, because that's not my field. Okay, I don't manage seizures. I don't know enough about marijuana. So I could actually say, I don't know. And that's okay, because somebody else could then go and find somebody who does know. But when it comes to something like the flu shot, which is ubiquitous in terms of primary care and, you know, any sort of physician, you know, that has any sort of competency when it comes to the flu, we have to, and most specialists do, cardiologists know about the flu, pulmonary doctors, neurologists, we all have to know about the flu. Yeah, I mean, maybe we're not the most ideal expert in all the little strains, but we all have competency and you know, standards of care established and understood within our professions and specialties. So when it comes to the flu, I can't just sit there and go, I don't have an opinion on the flu shot. I can't say that. I have to have an opinion. And the reason why is if I sit here and say, I don't have an opinion, people do nothing. And if people do nothing and they miss their window of getting the flu shot and getting their immunity ready, that's a problem. So what about Wayne and other people who claim that they got a reaction from the flu shot? Well, if you did, then, you know, you have every right to refuse it. I mean, for children, they may need doctor's notes, etc. But I hate seeing things blamed on the shot when it's not. But I also hate seeing people who are healthy coming in, getting the shot like they're told, and then they have a reaction to it. That's scary. I mean, if the flu shot did this to him, it did it to a friend of mine. Who's a physician. I mean, I believe him. He was fine. He had the flu shot, then he wasn't fine. I mean, I believe him. And I believe that not every medication is 100% safe. But the problem is you have to, you know, weigh the risks and the benefits. You know, these people who died of the flu were not sickly people last year. These were some pretty healthy kids and young adults. And so, I wish I had a better answer. You know, I wish I could say, well, you know, as long as you're not immunocompromised, you're fine. Well, no. The flu will make you immunocompromised. That's, you know. And, you know, we can't judge who is going to have a reaction, whose nervous system is just going to react. I mean, look at what happens with people with, like, peanut allergies. I mean, I've never seen people, you know, except in this decade, have such an issue with peanut allergies. But apparently, our immune system is primed. For some of us, our immune system is going to go haywire. Why is that? Is there something we're doing? Are we creating a society of people whose immune system is now so sensitive that somebody goes in, gets a flu shot, and then gets a polyneuropathy? A demyelinating neuropathy where it loses the sheath surrounding the nerves. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. But if we are becoming more sensitive, we need to figure out why. What is it that we're doing? Is it because we're not getting enough sunlight? Is it because we're not eating enough fruits and vegetables? Is it because we're putting so many preservatives into our body and chemicals? Isn't that our immune system is like, to heck with this? 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Maryland as reports say at least five people have been shot and three people are dead in a workplace shooting in Aberdeen, not far from Baltimore. NBC News is reporting the suspected shooter's a woman and that she's now down and the scene is no longer considered active. The crime scene appears to be a Rite Aid distribution center. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan tweeting, "Our prayers are with all of those impacted, including our first responders." Hurricane Florence leaving behind serious flooding that will continue in the Carolinas for days. President Trump got a first-hand look at some of it yesterday, describing it as epic and calling Florence one of the most powerful, devastating storms in U.S. history. Florence is blamed for the deaths of at least 35 people. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I just can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours. TheCompanyStore.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Unfortunately, three people have been killed in a shooting at a Rite Aid distribution center in Harford County. This is being reported out of Maryland. Multiple victims shot and killed in Aberdeen, according to the Associated Press. Authorities responded to Swasusha and Perryman Roads in Perryman outside of Aberdeen, the location of Enterprise Business Park, and they responded about 9 in the morning on Thursday. In addition to the Rite Aid warehouse, the business park's tenants are Zenith Freight Lines, True Air, Clorox Company, this is being reported by the Baltimore Sun, and a Maine's paper and food service. Currently, the situation is still fluid, they say. Officials are urging the people to avoid the area. A media briefing is going to be scheduled in a few minutes, and we'll keep you posted on that. From what we understand, the suspect is the suspect was injured, and is being questioned now. The FBI, Baltimore Office of Special Agents for the Department of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms also assisted in the investigation. And this shooting comes 11 months after a shooting that happened at a kitchen countercop company less than 10 miles away. Three were killed there and two were injured. So Governor Larry Hogan says he is closely monitoring the situation. Prayers are with all those impacted, and the state stands ready to offer any support. The suspect, I'm not sure where the suspect was shot, but he is, from what we understand, in critical condition. But I believe they are able to question him. And we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, the Supreme Court nomination circus that we've been watching, it's not letting up yet. So we still don't have the accuser coming forward to testify. And Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley is giving Christine Blasey Ford until Friday morning to say whether she will take lawmakers up on their offer to testify about her allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Now, as you guys remember, this is a sad case all around. There's a woman who claims that she was assaulted as a teenager, and she was claimed she was assaulted. She had claimed that in a letter to Dianne Feinstein, and something that had been brought up to her marriage counselor or therapy session a few years back, that she had been assaulted by somebody. In this letter to Dianne Feinstein, that I believe Senator Feinstein had for months, she had described that it was Brett Kavanaugh who had done this 30-some years ago. And so throughout the whole process and vetting, this never came up. Now, right before the vote, it comes up. And so we have somebody who claims they were assaulted. You know, whether she was or not is being debated viciously. And then the topic of, you know, why did this come up earlier when he was a federal judge? Why did this come up now? You know, how do we rush the process? Why wasn't this done before? You know, you know, is it set up by the Democrats? So this has brought up tons of theories and debates, and unfortunately, you know, it's again, politics coming in and taking a situation that should have been, you know, addressed differently. You know, anybody who feels they were assaulted, you know, needs their due process, their time. But then unfortunately, she's going to be re-victimized because of the timing, because why did this happen now? Not that she should be, but unfortunately now, you know, this is not what somebody who has been assaulted needs to go through. But on the flip side, you know, are there claims? Are there witnesses? We find out that another witness, I guess, a Kavanaugh High School classmate denies being at this party and claimed accuser named him as being there when he wasn't. And so there's now a lot of he said, she said. And, who will remember something from that far back? I don't remember what I did last Wednesday. They say another former classmate of Supreme Court appointee Brett Kavanaugh denies he attended a high school party where a California professor says the nominee sexually assaulted her 3 decades ago. Patrick Smith sent a letter to the Republican Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley and top Democrat Dianne Feinstein, in which he denies seeing any improper conduct by Kavanaugh. Who was a classmate at Georgetown Preparatory School. So, Grassley, in a letter to Ford's attorneys on Friday, sent a 10 a.m. Friday deadline to respond to the invitation if she intends to testify on Monday. He said, "You have stated repeatedly that Dr. Ford wants to tell her story. I sincerely hope that Dr. Ford will accept my invitation to do so, either privately or publicly on Monday." And I think that's nice, allowing a private forum, okay? It's still not clear whether, as of, I guess, an hour or two ago, whether she's going to accept the invitation. Earlier this week, her attorney said Ford was willing to do so. But now her legal team says she won't testify until the FBI investigates the allegations. Now, Grassley says that's not the FBI's role to investigate a matter such as this. The Constitution assigns a Senate only the Senate with the task of advising the president on his nominee and consenting to the nomination if the circumstances merit. A federal law enforcement official told Fox News that Ford's insistence on an FBI probe is inappropriate. They say it's totally inappropriate for someone to demand we use law enforcement resources to investigate a 35-year-old allegation when she won't go under oath and can't remember key details, including when or where it happened. And again, something that somebody brought up is why didn't she go to the police and maybe do the police get involved now? Is this a local jurisdiction matter? Is it a... I mean, there's so many things wrong with this process. And you would think in the year 2018, we know how to handle assault charges. We know how, you know, we have levels of steps and a protocol we follow. And, you know, yes, we have a Supreme Court nominee whose, you know, name and character is in question. But are we also putting ourselves at risk of anybody can say anything and everything gets stopped? I mean, will elections get halted? Will, you know, I mean, if sexual allegations, stopped everything in its tracks, President Clinton would never have been President Clinton. You know, and some people may say it's a good thing, some may say it's a bad thing, but I mean, you know, do we have, you know, a process? You know, we don't want to do wrong. We don't want to ignore somebody who, you know, was assaulted or says they were assaulted. You know, we want to give everybody their due process. But then on the flip side, you know, how do we prevent somebody becoming a defendant when they weren't there? I don't know what the answer is. And so, you know, Kavanaugh is now being tried for possibly something he didn't do, or did he do? We don't know. So it's a bad situation all around. So now there's a rush. And why is there such a rush? Well, one is this came out months after it had been brought up to Feinstein, so that was obviously a concern. Number two is if the Republicans lose seats in the Senate, there's a chance that no Supreme Court judge is going to get approved. No Supreme Court judge is going to get approved until the next election. And there's been a lot of discussion that the Democrats want to wait to the year 2020. Okay, we cannot have a hung Supreme Court. We need, you know, we need an odd number. And so if this is a game to postpone and put off, and I get it, people think the Republicans are playing a game because they, you know, one is retiring. And so I get it. Politics are a game. And here you and I, you know, we're citizens going, guys, stop the games. Just, you know, can we just move on? And we're not going to be able to move on. And this could possibly go on for years. And so, what happens? Does this mean that presidents, to avoid this, have to just nominate women? Well, that's not fair. So, I don't know what the answer is, but we'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit vercelmedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So there's been a lot of aftermath from Hurricane Florence. We're seeing Rivers Crest flooding. It's pretty bad. We're going to be talking about some of that later throughout the month. However, now people are finger pointing, thinking we have a flaw in the Saffir-Simpson scale. What's the Saffir-Simpson scale? I believe it's the scale involved in deciding whether a hurricane is a category 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5. Now, Hurricane Florence was at one point almost a Category 5. So it got our attention, right? Because Category 5 scares the heck out of us, right? Katrina was a 4 when it hit landfall. Some now say it might have been a 3. But we know that these hurricanes do some devastating stuff the higher their number. So there were voluntary evacuation orders, etc. And then Florence very quickly got downshifted to a Category 3, Category 2. And so these shearing winds kind of slowed things down, might have slowed down the wind. And when the category started to get downgraded, people were like, whew, okay, I don't have to leave. And again, that's where we in the media need to be very, very responsible and very careful about how we report things. They say in Craven County, thousands of residents decide to stay put once they saw the downgrade. But then many regretted that decision when the storm shoved water up the Neuse River and over its banks, flooding the historic New Bern. 1,300 people had to be rescued, some from the roofs of their homes or cars. The county public information officer, Amber Parker, said a lot of people did stay because the storm went down from Category 4 to Category 2. And they think of that number as being the end all. And I was telling people, I go, look, if it's going to be a Category 1, it's still a hurricane. A hurricane is coming. So Florence was a Category 1 storm, so it got downgraded down to a 1 when it made landfall. But people think, well, 1 is a little baby number. Well, it's still a hurricane. Now, hurricane categories are determined by the Saffir-Simpson Hurricane Wind Scale. That's been used by the National Hurricane Center for decades. So now there's this robust debate, according to the Washington Post, whether this scale is overused or needs to be replaced. This is just like I was saying with the, flu shot efficacy. You know, maybe we need to stop and be careful saying, oh, well, it's only 16% effective, because some people then didn't get the shot and then they ended up getting the flu and dying. Maybe we need to be very careful about these scales and numbers, but it sells. In the media, those numbers sell. People want numbers. So we're enslaved to using those. So Chia-Ying Li, a research scientist at Columbia University who studies hurricane risk, says it's simple in a stressful world, using the rating. But a more comprehensive threat rating for Florence might have made it a Category 4 or 5. So what are they talking about here? What they're saying is the Saffir-Simpson scales look at hurricanes based on the wind. You know, and I've talked to you guys about that, where based on the wind speed, we will then categorize a storm as a depression, as a tropical storm, as a hurricane. And so, I want to give you those in a second here. I'm pulling it up. But the system works basically by breaking it down based on wind speed. So a Category 5 storm is going to have winds of 155 miles per hour. Category 4 storm will be under that, but over 131 miles per hour. Category 3 will be over 111 miles per hour. Category 2, over 96 miles per hour. And a Category 1, 74 to 95 miles per hour. 80 mile per hour winds is deathly. But people think Category 1, maybe they think, isn't DEFCON different? Isn't DEFCON 1 like the highest? DEFCON 5, I don't know. So I think we don't really have a consistency with the scales that we use. And so maybe these hurricane numbers need to have not only wind, but also capture the threats of coastal storm surge, Washington Post writes, and heavy rainfall or size. This was the size of Michigan, they said. They said the storm was the size of a whole state. Maybe that needs to be factored in to these categories. It makes sense to me. The National Weather Service labored in advance of Florence to warn residents about the likelihood of record rainfall, catastrophic flooding, potentially lethal storm surge. That's going to Bill LaPenta, director of the National Center for Environmental Prediction. But Florence will spur discussion, they say, on how to describe hurricane threats in the future. Does it, you know, if, let's say, you live in an area that does not have levees or has these rivers that'll crest, should the storm be named? Or do we add a second category? Because I understand, look, I've tried to change things up. I like, you know, why don't we call the Democratic Party the, but I mean, I've tried to change things up, and you know, you can't, okay? It's not that simple. Well, then maybe we need to add a scale. So maybe we should have called this a 1-5. And a 1-5, meaning 1 for the category 1 because the winds, but maybe a 5 for cresting, overflowing, and size. You know, and so, and we could use numbers. I mean, look, you know, we talk about, you know, the Cowboys being 1-1 or 2-0 or 5-0 or, I mean, throughout the season. Okay, well, maybe they haven't been 5-0. They were at one point 5-0. That was a few years back, but anyway. So, you know, we could use two numbers. But, our society's a little different. You know, in the olden days, when you would say something, they would believe it. Now there's so much distrust. You know, we talked about that where, you know, there was a weather forecaster, newscaster caught faking being blown away by the wind with people behind him walking normally. And then there was a woman, I believe, on the Today Show, a reporter in a canoe looking like the water. She had a canoe and people were just walking in ankle deep water. And so people see this going, okay, you know what? The news is fake news. You know, some people blame Trump for that term. I think you could blame Trump for whatever, but it, fake news is not Trump's fault. Fake news has been going on for years. And Trump's finally the one that kind of called people on it. And fake news isn't just about him and what people say about him in the news. It's about, you know, coming up with, like we talked about the San Francisco fire. You know, all the images being of one building, and they're acting like the city is on fire when it's one building. You know, I mean, that could, you know, Ebola also. You know, why do you think West Africa and a lot of these villages and small cities do not want people knowing about Ebola outbreaks? Because the media makes it act like the whole continent has it. That is some scary stuff. So, in terms of what's going on with the hurricane, we're hearing that the flooding is phenomenal. We're being told that the aftermath is going to cause mental health issues for years, according to Health and Human Services Secretary. Thousands of residents had to be evacuated. They return. They're dealing with, you know, toxic water, flesh-eating bacteria, mold, food that's spoiled in the fridge. And Azar, Dr. Alex Azar, says the mental health issues are the ones we'll be dealing with in the months and even years ahead. That's where we provide significant support to the state and local authorities there and public health providers for mental health. You know, I don't know what to tell people. I mean, I wouldn't want to evacuate and leave my home, but I also wouldn't want to be there when it's flooding. And, you know, these storms, it's bad. And for such a beautiful area like the Carolinas. Sending our prayers, 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com. Announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.